From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 1st. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. More headphones need swappable batteries like this gaming headset. The new gaming headset from a well-known hardware brand uses a removable battery pack, so when the cells wear out, you can simply swap them instead of discarding the whole unit. It's a design that could extend the life of wireless headphones, which typically lose capacity after a few years of use. The company isn't claiming a breakthrough in battery chemistry, just a practical, modular approach. They've shown a working prototype and plan to roll it out later this year, but there's no independent testing yet, so the real-world durability is still an open question. If you're already dealing with a headset that's dying faster than the rest of your gear, a swappable battery could be a sensible fix, provided the replacement packs become readily available and affordable. Next, second, from Science Alert. Diabetes drug used for more than 60 years found to unexpectedly affect the brain. The new study is a mouse experiment, not a human trial. Researchers knocked out the RAP1 protein in the ventromedial hypothalamus, VMH, and then gave the animals metformin. In mice lacking RAP1, metformin failed to lower blood sugar, while other diabetes drugs still worked, suggesting metformin's effect depends on that brain pathway. They also injected tiny amounts of metformin directly into the brains of obese mice and saw a rapid drop in glucose, showing the brain is highly sensitive to the drug, far lower doses than needed for oral administration. The work points to metformin acting on SF1 neurons in the VMH, adding a brain component to its known liver and gut actions. It's an early preclinical finding, but it could reshape how we think about the drug's mechanisms and future targets. Up next. Third, from Science Alert. Scientists may have finally solved the sun's missing silver mystery. The curious case of the solar system's missing silver has had scientists scratching their heads for years. Why do ancient meteorite fragments contain much more silver than the sun if they were formed at the same time, some 4.6 billion years ago? If they formed at the same time, from the same swirling mass of dust and gas, they should have similar ingredients. And then? Fourth, from Chad's weather blog, July 31st, 9:30 a.m, weather forecast update. Next, fifth, from Will Lockett's newsletter. Was Starship launch 13 a success? It has been over a decade since Elon announced Starship and 3 years since its first test launch, but this colossal rocket has yet to show any evidence that it can actually work as a space launch vehicle, let alone revolutionise this tiny niche industry. So, was 13 SpaceX's lucky number? Did their 13th test flight actually move the needle forward on this quagmire of a project? From one very narrow perspective, yes, it did. Up next. Sixth, from Sin's Room. A man will usually do this when he's genuinely in love. When a man is genuinely in love, it often shows up in subtle ways that aren't immediately apparent. It's not about grand romantic gestures or loud declarations, but rather a shift in behaviour that's driven by his own inner work and healing. One key indicator is the absence of the blow-up or explosive reaction that used to be a hallmark of his behaviour. Instead, he'll handle things differently, and the tension will dissipate without him needing to make a big deal out of it. This is often accompanied by a sense of vulnerability, which can be unsettling for both parties. When things get tense, a man in love will move towards you instead of ghosting or pulling away. He'll initiate contact, ask if everything's okay, and make an effort to reconnect. This can be a wild shift for someone who used to disappear or become distant when things got tough. The absence of fearlessness is also a telling sign. A man who doesn't care feels nothing when you go quiet. but a man in love feels the floor tip and is rattled by his own emotions. This is a sign that he's finally letting himself want something, and it's a vulnerable and honest thing to feel. It's worth noting that these signs aren't about grand romantic gestures or dramatic declarations, but rather a quiet, subtle shift in behaviour that's driven by his own inner work and healing. And then, seventh, from Inverse Science. Amazon keeps selling out of these 65 bougie things because they're so freaking cheap. Looking bougie does not have to mean spending like you are. In fact, Amazon is packed with clever little upgrades that make your home, car, bathroom, closet, and everyday routine feel way more polished without a painful price tag. Ahead, Discover finds that are stylish, useful, and just a little bit extra in the best way. From cozy decor and smart organisers to beauty helpers, kitchen upgrades, and small luxuries you'll wonder how you ever lived without. Next, eighth, from Our Public Lands and Waters. A quiet rural review could drain the prairie pothole region, America's duck factory. The US Fish and Wildlife Service is reopening a 2024 rule that sets specific setback distances for agricultural drain tile pipes near the prairie pothole region's tiny wetlands. That rule was based on site-by-site calculations, soil, topography, pipe depth, and local water flow, to keep drainage from silently drying the ponds that support most of North America's breeding ducks. Right now, the agency is asking for comments over a 2-week window, ends ARG 7, about whether that approach has worked, and it could replace those detailed safeguards with a one-size-fits-all setback that would let tiles be installed much closer to the ponds. If the agency rolls back the rule, the protective easements covering about 1.5 million acres, bought with duck stamp money from generations of hunters, would stay on paper but could lose the water they're meant to protect. Roughly 70% of the wetlands in the easements are under an acre, and many rely entirely on groundwater or runoff that drain tiles can intercept. The potential impact isn't just for ducks. The potholes also store floodwater, filter sediments, and provide habitat for shorebirds, amphibians, and pollinators. Conservation groups like Ducks Unlimited and Delta Waterfowl have warned that a blanket reduction in setback distances could cut the region's duck breeding capacity by 20 to 50%, which would ripple into hunting-related jobs and a roughly $1 billion economic contribution. The agency's own notice acknowledges the importance of the area for both wildlife and the economy. If you care about keeping those hidden wetlands alive, whether you're a hunter, a bird watcher, or just value clean water, now is the time to send a brief comment to the Fish and Wildlife Service before the August 7th deadline. A few sentences saying the current science-based setbacks are essential can help keep the duck factory humming. Up next, ninth, from the hotshot wake up, environmental lawsuits halted, tens of thousands of acres of projects in Oregon, acres now burning. Lions Fire burnover report. Timelines. Released for Knowles. Fire entrapment. On today's show, full report released for the Lions Ferry fire burnover. Comprehensive report details firefighters trying to burn off around themselves before being overtaken by fire. Tens of thousands of acres of fuels treatment and wildfire mitigation projects were halted in Oregon due to environmental lawsuits. Groups sued Imptehood National Forest and the Forest Service, which stopped the fuel breaks and fuel reduction projects. And then, 10th, from Astral Codex 10, your book review, The Epic of Gilgamesh. This is one of the finalists in the 2026 book review contest, written by an ACX reader who will remain anonymous until after voting is done. I'll be posting about one of these a week for several months. When you've read them all, I'll ask you to vote for a favourite, so remember which ones you liked. I've been thinking, lately, about the first epic story ever written. If you know anything about the Epic of Gilgamesh, you know that it's old. This is part of why I find it so interesting, but not the only part. The best comparison I can think of is the pyramids, which are just a little older. That's the reed. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.